So our call today is about a book. And this book was brought to me by, I think Lydia dropped it in my hands because she came across it in South Africa. She keeps on top of what they're doing down there. And they're using this book as part of their TOMS, Tools of the Month. And I hadn't heard of it before. I hadn't heard of the author before. So I thought, yeah, I'll take a peek at it. Let's look at it. It's called The 8 Successful Traits Successful People Have in Common. Is it 8 Successful Traits? I may be... Oh, I think we have too many successfuls in our title. Let's take off one of those. Okay, good. The 8 traits successful people have in common. All right, we will definitely change that outline before we post it. Sorry. Okay, so what are those 8 traits successful people have in common? And we actually gave you a picture of his little circle that he has in the book, The 8 Traits at the Heart of Success. And I know you can hardly read some of them in there, but you can read the skills on the outside, which are important. Secondary skills and factors build on top of those traits, right? So you have to, you know, fight for the traits first, and then the skills come thereafter. So it's a kind of a cool way to position that. Maybe it gives you a visual that'll help you out. I don't know, but I thought it was a good idea to give you guys that visual as well. And as he says in every book you ever read, you know, people, you know, they used to talk about the secrets to success, and, you know, everybody laughs. They go, there's no secrets to success. There really are no secrets. The secrets to success are just the, you know, the characteristics that make you successful. And they're not secrets. They're known by lots of people. You can buy, there are probably 1,000 books out there about, you know, what it takes to be successful. And it's, for me, it's choice. Just choose success. And that's kind of how basic I get with it. I kind of look at things like, well, choose to be successful. And people go, well, Mary Jo, how? And I go, well, there's some how-tos behind it. But just you need to choose it. You need to own it. And you need to go no matter what. Right? And that's kind of my philosophy of life. No matter what, I'm going to make this happen no matter what. I'm going to have this happen no matter what. So nothing gets in my way. It's kind of a fight to the finish, a determination that gets you there. But some of that comes out of what he talks about in his book about the 8 traits successful people have in common. So let's jump in and let's talk about each one of those. And I know it's a lengthy outline, so it'll take me the whole time to probably just go through it. But I promise we'll get through it. And passion is the first one, a starting point. And I think, you know, I think passion's crucial. I think that you have to be passionate about something. If you're passionate about something, you love that something. And as Steve Jobs says, he says, the only way to be truly satisfied is to do what you believe is great work. And the only way to do great work is to love what you do. So having a passion about it. So how do we have passion about Manatech? How do we have a passion about that? Well, I am off the charts passionate about Manatech. I had my own experience with my dad. You know, some of you know that experience, and I know we can't be non-compliant, so we want to, you know, just say that, you know, you have some miracle results in your family lives, and you're going to be passionate about it. It'll drive you to the end of the earth and back, right? But I'm passionate about the results in Mary Jo, because sometimes, you know, you don't know your own results if you came into it totally healthy, which is what I did. You know, back 20 years ago when I started doing Manatech, actually it was 19 years ago, I believe, 19 years ago, almost in my 20th year. So when I started, I was totally healthy. So it's hard to be passionate about your own, what happened to you. And there are some things that changed in my health, but they were, you know, not, I would say, not significant things. But when I had that scan done this summer, and the woman said, Mary Jo, you have the body of a 19-year-old, and you have no oxidative stress. Well, I know I feel terrific. I don't have an ache or pain in my body. I turned 61, and I think, but no oxidative stress, how does that happen? And you just kind of smile, and you go, well, I take care of my body. You know, I eat well. I take these terrific supplements every day. And let me tell you how that reinforced my attitude. But passion comes from those experiences. It's a love. It's you know, if you're not passionate about what you do, you make it 10 times harder to do it. That's why people that go out there and start, you know, marketing other products, you know, they don't have a passion for it. So it's just all about the money. It's all about the money. It's all about how to make money. And I don't think you can have passion about dirty green paper. You might have passion about what you want to do with it, you know, what that is, the end results, your why. You can be passionate about your why. But you can't be passionate about dirty money, right, dirty paper. So the idea is, what's your passion? What, you know, my passion is, you know, to just, you know, love helping other people. I love helping people get well. I love helping people build their dream and experience their dream. I love opening that up to people. I just wrote, you know, follow-up emails to, what, 3 or 4 people this morning from our trip to, you know, our New Year's celebration that we went to and trip to Austin. And what a, I mean, I just felt myself welling up inside as I was typing out the email response to them as a follow-up. It just, it's such a blessing. And these are young people. They're in their 20s. They're looking for a greater life. And I have an answer, right? You have an answer. So we need to love that. You know, the energy comes from within if you love what you do. You feel that, and it's a natural energy. You don't have to pump yourself up. It just comes naturally. So it's kind of cool, but he says in the book, he says, the big problem is finding your passion. Strivers know what they love and can head straight toward it. Seekers don't know what they want and need to discover it. But before I came into Manitech, I was a seeker, right? We're all seekers. Before my dad had his miracle results, I was a seeker. So we all are seekers. And seekers, that's not a bad status. It's just finding your, you know, you got to find that passion. Find it within. And it could be you have a passion about something you're going to do once you create the cash flow from Manitech. That can be a passion as well. The fact of helping people with tremendous health and the opportunity for tremendous wealth, it, maybe that's not a passion of yours, but the passion is your why. And that's why we emphasize the why, right? The why. So anyway, follow your heart. Go for the zing, not for the ka-ching, he says. He goes, don't follow money. Don't chase money. You chase money in the world, and you'll come up empty. And it won't be empty in terms of maybe you'll have the money, but you'll be empty as a person, as a beingness. Because you want to go out there and do what you love. Because if you're doing what you love, you're automatically going to work hard at it. You're going to give it your all. You're going to focus. You're going to persist. You're going to do all the other things. And again, maybe Manitech's not your love, but what you love is your why. And the why is what drives you in Manitech to do all the things. You'll automatically work hard at it, automatically dedicate your life to it, because it's your vehicle to getting to the life of your dream. Whatever that might be for you, right? So, but isn't it fun how we can be passionate about what we're doing with Manitech? We can love what we're doing with Manitech because we have this incredible vehicle of health. We have an incredible vehicle of wealth, transforming people's lives as we move forward to experience the dream of our life, which may be like what I'm doing today with the mission work and the church building and the foundation and being able to spend all my time doing those kind of things in my life that really are ultimately phenomenally rewarding to me, you know. But to be able to be passionate about how I got there and continue to be there, that's pretty awesome. And that's what Manitech gives us all. So passion, important to have a passion. Find yours. Find your voice, right? Because as he says, if you have the passion, if you lay the foundation with the love and the passion of what you're doing, all the other 7 traits come naturally. They're easy. But if you're not passionate, it's really hard to exhibit the other traits. Let's just jump into the next one. Number 2 is work, right? If you're not passionate, how do you work at something? And that's what I think happens with some people in Manitech. I look at them and they're not doing the work, and I go, well, they're not passionate about helping people. They're not passionate about giving. They're not passionate about making a difference in other people's lives, helping others transform their lives. If you're not passionate about that, then you're going to have a hard time doing Manitech. You'll stop, start, stop, start. You'll complain, you'll whine, because you're not passionate about it. So it's hard to work hard at something unless you have a passion. And people go, well, Mary Jo, but I'm passionate about my dream. And I go, well, you're not very passionate about it, because either you don't have the confidence, because you're not exhibiting the work ethic to live that dream of your life. Every one of us is capable of doing it. But are we willing to put in the work and effort to do it? And then we like to whine about, well, Mary Jo, I put in work and I worked at this before and blah, 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 blah. And I said, so? Did everybody achieve on their first go-around? Did everybody achieve on their 4th rodeo? No. So the idea is we work and we work and we work and we work, because we know what lies at the end of that rainbow. And successful people work hard. Working hard gives you an edge. And I am all in on that. And a lot of you know how hard I work. Yeah, you know, who puts together Sundays, you know, who spends the weekend putting together, reading books and putting together outlines for Monday morning call to everybody in the Mall of Manatech, right? I love that. I love it. But I don't just love it for all you guys. That's my heart and passion to support everybody in the field. But I also love it for myself because it grows me as a person. And I am in a constant state of growth. So I work hard. And, you know, and they call it network marketing. I love that. I've used that today. I heard it from somebody the other day. Not that I haven't heard it many times before, but it's kind of, this time it hit home, so I tell people that's why they call it network marketing, because it is about work. It's about putting in some really tough work for a couple of years so that you can live the life of your dreams. If you're not willing to do that, if you play at it, it might take you 10 years. If you work at it, I'm going to tell you, you have it. You just got to say to yourself, no matter what, I'm going to do X number of contacts a day. I'm going to show the plan so many times a week. How many on this call have that commitment? It's the people that make that commitment, that make it happen. Can you still make it happen without that? Well, yeah, you can make it happen, but it might take you 5 years or 10 years to get to presidential and beyond, where you have the kind of income you want to be able to support the dream that you have. But why not do it in 12 months? We get mad at the Chinese because they get the presidential director status in 8 months, 12 months, 2 years. They win the incentive in 4 months, you know, a brand new person, boom. They get the national director in 2 months or 3 months. And we go, how is that possible? I can't help people. Well, you know why? Because they're so driven. They work. They get it. I work today so I can have what I want tomorrow. In the United States, we're on Easy Street too much. We wait, oh, well, I can always live off Social Security. Really? Is that living your dreams? I don't know. Maybe it is, because maybe what we've done is we've collapsed our dreams. But successful people work hard. And they're not, I loved it when he talked about, they're not workaholics, they're really workaholics, because most successful people, like Mary Jo, I work really hard, but you know what? It's full of pleasure and happiness. When I drove all the way down to Austin on Thursday to go to the New Year's, Chinese New Year celebration there, I had a blast all the way down. I went and I took a brand new person out prospecting for 3 hours, 2.5 hours in a shopping mall. We got a bunch of new leads that were a blast. I mean, he learned so much on just languaging, on what to say to people to get them intrigued and interested, you know. And then we went to the Chinese New Year's event, which was awesome, and met tons more people. I mean, it's not, was I working? I was working the whole time. I dedicated a day of my life to drive all the way down there and take advantage of this great opportunity, and came back and got home at 11:15 at night. And I was a workaholic. I wasn't a workaholic. I was a workaholic. It's just fun. We roll work and fun all together. And that's what's so, we're so able to do that in this model, because we get to work with people. We get to be around lots of people. We get to share and smile and hug on people and find out what their dreams are. What are they working on? How can we support them? What is it we can do to help them? Same with going to the Chinese New Year celebration in downtown Dallas on Saturday. It was a blast. Just had smiled the whole time, had a blast. So, but there's, when you get involved with anything, if you're starting in Manatech just now, or some of you have been in it for 10 years, whenever you get into something, there's always a lot of work, right, that you put in up front, because there's a learning curve. So you struggle. There's a lot of struggles, too, because you don't know a lot. And some of us still need to go back into that struggle. We still need to say, because we're still stuck in the cocoon. We haven't come out as a butterfly yet, so we still need to, we need to push against the cocoon in order to break the surface, so that we can have the breakthroughs we need to be the best we can be in this business. So it's fun. It's a fun, because it presents us what our goals are. We get to reach our goals. We get excited about the wins along the way. We celebrate those wins. So it's like, and he used the language. He talked about, I think I put in the outline about Michael Jordan. He said, I played for fun for 9 years. We just happened to win some championships. Michael Jordan. And I'm telling you, those guys work out every single day. They have to keep in perfect shape every single day. They're always getting into the best possible shape. They throw the ball. You know, when you look at Steph Curry, some of you might not know basketball very well, but I do follow it because I played college. I played high school and college basketball, so I love the sport. And you watch Steph Curry. That's the guy at Golden State Warriors. And you know how many he spends hours practicing three-point shots from every place on the court. I mean, he sunk one from 42 feet away from the basketball yesterday in the All-Star game. I mean, this guy's incredible. His talent is incredible, but it doesn't come out of air. He didn't come out of the womb knowing how to make a three-point basket. He practices every single day. He works at it, but he's a work of frolic. He loves it. He has so much joy. When you watch him play, incredible joy this man has playing the game. So it's about, and if you never heard of, you know, successful people never heard of, thank God it's Friday. A lot of you have TGIF, thank God it's Friday, right? We talk about that a lot, and you say, of course, we don't do it in network marketing anymore because we don't have a Friday. I mean, we don't have my Friday, quote unquote, exists in the work, in the week, but it's not a work week, if that makes sense for all of you. Because I work hard on Saturdays. I spent hours on Saturday. I worked yesterday. I went out to meet one of our associates at a Starbucks to work with him last night. I mean, it's not like I have my work week is 5 days. My work week is 7 days, but I don't work maybe 8 hours every day. I fit in where I can fit in to meet up with people and go out and prospect. It's what it is. But if there's no such thing as TGIF, which is what we had at our jobs, perhaps when we worked jobs, because we couldn't wait to get off for the weekend. For successful people, it's TGIW. Thank God I'm working. Isn't that a great way to look at it instead? Thank God I'm working. There are a lot of people not working out there. In fact, a lot of those people are people you ought to approach because they're looking for something, and this is an opportunity second to none for them. So start looking for those people. Work tops talent, he said. Many people with talent thought their talent would take them far. They never achieved success because we rely on our talents. But talents without, you know, that locomotive behind them are really not worth very much at all. We overvalue talent, undervalue work. And some people get involved in network marketing because they go, wow, you know, here's something you don't really have to work very hard at. And I go, what are you talking about? We work really hard at network marketing. We play really hard at it, too. But we work really hard because if you want to put in that year or two up front that creates the phenomenal results, that's what needs to happen. I remember my struggles. I remember how many times I wanted to quit. I mean, I kept going, what am I doing? I mean, I had to examine my brain with all the credentials I had, and I could hang out a shingle the next day and start making $150,000 a year practicing law again. I mean, there were some real times in my life where I looked at myself and said, am I really doing this? I had to get up and look in the mirror. Did I really go to 8 years post-high school education to do network marketing? You know, I mean, so you want to see some challenges. Some of the people that have the most education have the greatest challenge because they're fighting all of that because they made such a dedication to have the life of their dreams somewhere else. But that life didn't turn out to be my life of my dreams. This one did. Produced a lot of income, but you know what? Robbed me of life. And I appreciate all I have from it, but you know what? This is so, as Eric Worre puts it, it's not perfect, but it's so much better, right? Because of all the freedom and the rewards we have every single day when we bring somebody new on board with us, right? It's a bringing along new people and opening the possibility for them to have their greatest success and achieve all their dreams. So, and how do you develop work ethic? Well, by hanging around other people who have it, right? It's a concept. Find people that you admire in your organization or outside your organization. You may not have somebody who loves to work or is a workaholic, so find somebody who is. Some of you are on my Monday call because you look at Mary Jo as a workaholic, right? You never probably thought about that word until I told you today. I'd never heard it until I read this book, but I love it. It's going to become one of my words in my vocabulary now. But it's, you know, find those people, hang around them, be around them, associate with them, whatever way you can. so that you can become and have some of that rub off on you, as they say it, right? They'll teach you lessons that and give you directions and open up your eyes to make you the best you can be. And always trust that hard work is going to pay off, you know. Jordan Adler, I put his name in this outline just because he's one of my favorite examples of a guy that, you know, I talk about perseverance. You know, he worked hard, he had tons of perseverance, but he just never got the right teaching. And so that doesn't pay off. You have to, you want to make sure that you're taught properly. You want to make sure you become skillful. Remember, we talk about the four core skills. What do we want with those? We want to become professional builders of contact lists. We want to become professional at contacting and inviting. We want to become professional at giving a presentation, and we want to become professional at following up. When you develop those four skills, and that's exactly what happened with Jordan Adler. He worked his business for 10 years. He had 25 credit cards that were maxed out. He was living in a little apartment that had no door. He had to climb in and out of the window to get into and out of the place he was living. I mean, he was on, you know, the end of the rope. And a friend of his said, Jordan, you got to go talk to this guy. And he met with a guy who was a professional network marketer who understood it. And he told Jordan exactly what to do, how to do it, what to do, and do it every day. And Jordan did that. And 3 years later, 2.5 years later, he was a multimillionaire. He signed up 186 people, and 8 of them made him a multimillionaire. Incredible story for a guy who had 25 credit cards maxed out and had been doing it for 10 years, failing at each and every one of his 11 companies that he had signed up for. But he finally worked at what he needed to work at, right? Put in that work ethic and the expertise that he needed with those four basic skills, and, you know, what happened happened. But you never give up. That's another example of Jordan Adler. Number three, so work hard. Nothing wrong with work hard. It's what our parents tell us all the time. Some people get involved in networking and they say, man, all you got to do is work for a year, hit this, and you got it made. You can, you know, live on the beach. There's nothing further from the truth. I don't live on the beach. I'm incredibly successful in this business, but I don't live on a beach. I keep working at it every single day because why? Because I don't know how you work at this for a couple of years and then live on a beach when you can help so many other people achieve the life of their dreams. Why wouldn't you choose to do that? And maybe it's just my heart and passion, but that's my choice. Three, focus. Without focus, your work becomes diluted. And absolutely, there's a great book out there. In fact, we just reviewed it on our team calls. It's called The Power of Focus. It's a great book. If you haven't read it, get it. If you have problems with focus, read the book 3 times. Implement all the little, they have a lot of little, you know, opportunities for you to get involved in different activities that will support you and help grow you in focus, right? And who else talks about focus in a big way? Remember Tony Geary, right? Strategic Acceleration, his book, and he talked about focus in there as one of his three main focus. We need focus because when we focus on one thing, that allows us to become confident with it. That's why we'll look at people that are in 3 or 4 different network marketing companies, and I go, what are you doing? Oh, you're never going to become proficient at anything. You're going to look like that guy who wears a raincoat who opens up his raincoat and says, what flavor of the month would you like? No one's going to see your commitment or your confidence in any of the companies because you're trying to represent 3 or 4. That never works. I've never seen anyone work when they've gone after 3 or 4 different companies. I don't care if you like 3 or 4 different companies' products. Choose one to run the business with and run it hard. Right? Work hard at it. So become focused. Focus on one thing that helps you build your confidence. You're going to be specialized. You're going to become an expert. How many of us want to be an expert in glyconutrients, right? Glyconutrition is what we want to be an expert in. So choose to be an expert in that. Yeah. Explore the landscape, then focus deeply in one area. You survey and then you drill down. That's what they're told. You survey and then you drill down. Otherwise, you become, and this might define some of you on the call today, dabblers in many things and masters in none. You've heard that, right? Dabblers in many things and masters in none. And what happens is without focus, we never finish anything. So we need that steely focus. It's what's missing in so many people I see that get involved with Manatech. I see them, and then 6 months later, I don't see them. Or I see them at one manifest. The next year, I don't see them at manifest. And I think, what happened to them? They lost their focus. They became a dabbler. They're going to dabble at another company. And, you know, there are new companies out everywhere, you know. And it's funny because everyone who leaves Manatech, whether it's Sam Castor or Bill McAnally or now it's Rob Sinnott, you know, these people have left Manatech, right? And they start their own companies. And then I see some Manatechers go after and dabble at that one. And now they go after, now it's McAnally's, they're dabbling over there. And then perhaps Rob Sinnott will start his company. I don't know if he's even going to, but then people will flee over there. How is that working for you? How can it work for you when you go dabble at every new thing that comes out? You know, I don't get it, but it's not for me to get, I guess. I look at it and I think, to me, if you have something and you're so grounded and you have a company that has all that science and a phenomenal products that transform people's lives, why do I need to go dabble at something else? Because it's new. It's called the shiny object syndrome. But why do we do it? We it's crazy. It's just like you totally lose focus. You focus on something else, and then, you know, a year later, that doesn't work, so you focus. It makes no sense to me. But I see people do it all the time. And it's sad. It saddens my heart because I think, they're going to, you know, they'll probably come back and roost again. But it's sad to see them go off base. And I think maybe it's part of the thrill of something new. We get turned on to new. Is that something people are attracted, like that shiny new object syndrome? I don't know. I like old. I like things that work. I like things that are functioning and work and have a tremendous opportunity. So we want to be part of that, right? And you know, every single day in our life, we have millions of things that go on in our minds. In fact, we've become the ultimate ADD society, right? But we can't succeed at a million things. And so you want to be focused on one. Focus on one that you dedicate your life to. Focus on being successful. And it doesn't mean that I have exclusive focus because I have my spiritual walk and I have family. You know, we have a lot of things in our life. But when I talk about my work time, it's Manatech. My work time is Manatech. I have my charity. I have my work. I have my family. I have my church. I have my spiritual walk, my mission work, all of that. But it works together. Because when I'm working on Manatech, I'm focused on Manatech. And I give it X number of time of hours every single week. And most of the time it goes a little bit over that because I get so excited about Manatech. But it's focus, right? And we focus on it. We concentrate on it. And he drew the distinction between focus and concentration. He said concentration is short term. Right now in the moment I'm concentrating on one thing. Focus is something long term. My focus is Manatech. For my career, my focus is Manatech. And he also talked about don't confuse single-minded focus with being narrow-minded. In other words, we're not blocking out doors. We're not narrow-minded. We're open to new ideas and new information. But I'm not open to new network marketing companies. I find out about them all the time, but I, you know, because people send me things. I had somebody call me the other day, a Manatech associate, who sent me an email and said, Mary Jo, if you choose to do this, I'd like you in my downline. And I thought, well, wasn't that sweet? You know, I would have liked 3 or 4 Mary Jo's in my downline too, right? But it's so funny that people just, they're bold. And I guess that's what gets them where they are, I guess. But, you know, how silly that anyone would think I would ever leave Manatech. I mean, I'm on this ship. Trust me, it is my life, and as I tell people all the time, I say, you know, when the Lord leads you somewhere, and for me, that's my faith, right? Until he tells me to leave, I'm hanging in there, and he hasn't given me any sign or direction to do that. In fact, he keeps reinforcing me to stay put. So anyway, but don't think it's narrow-mindedness. It's just single-focused. Yeah, you're open to other information and different perspectives, but your pursuit is single-minded, your pursuit. My pursuit is Manatech. I focus on it. I concentrate on it, right? I block out other things that interfere with my directional, and I don't allow things to impact my brain, that rob me of my joy and my love of what I'm doing. And that's what you want to do. You want to make sure that you concentrate on it. You need to learn to eliminate the noise. We have I call it noise. It's distractions. And today our society is more distracted than ever. I mean, I could be having a conversation with somebody and they take out their phone and they open their phone and I'm right in the middle of a conversation. And it's so disturbing to me because it's like, wow, what has our society become? Right? We just think our smartphones are more important than relationship. We think emails, Facebook, YouTube, iPads, chat lines, there's just so many distractions out there. And it's a sadness in me to see that technology just causes us to fail so miserably in building relationships. Use those to build better relationships, not to destroy them. And it's almost like when I look at all these things, I personally think, you know, if you're not ADD to begin with, you have no chance because we get hit by millions of bits of data all day long, and it's going to trigger a mass society of ADD. But ADD is sometimes interest deficit disorder. I thought that was intriguing too, interest deficit disorder. If you don't have an interest in something, you're always going to exhibit ADD, and that's very true. So if you're not interested in something, plan on having a deficit disorder because if your interest is waning, you're going to start looking for other things. So clearly, ADD is triggered by interest deficit disorder. All right, so we got the first three done. Everybody clear. Passion, successful trait. Are you passionate? Be passionate. It's either about passionate about Manatech, passionate about what it's going to create for you, or passionate, like for me, about both. I'm passionate about both. Work hard. Nothing wrong with working hard. It's great. I love it because working hard creates results. That's why I love it. And it allows me to have the freedom to play, right? And that's what you're looking forward to. And it's not about some people get involved in network marketing because they go, wow, this is a business where you have all this freedom. No, wrong. I said, you work really hard. Work, money. I said, I love that when Kevin Robbins did that at a training one time when I was, you know, my first or second year in Manatech or whatever. And he goes, work, money. Work, money. Work, money. And then all of a sudden it becomes work, money, right? But we work really hard so that we can play later on. Okay, so two is work, three is focus. Okay, so we got focus down. Four is push. Number four characteristic, push. Push yourself. Wow, what does that say to you? To me, when I read push, I said, wow, that means that there are going to be times when I don't feel like it, and I have to push myself to do it. Wow. How many times did it happen? Probably a number of times a week. You know, sometimes I just don't feel like going out and prospecting. I push myself. Sometimes I don't feel like talking to the person across the room. I push myself. Because I know that if I just sit back and let life happen to me, it's not going to work. Sometimes, you know, sign-ups fall into your lap. We had a couple of those last business period, which were wonderful. But I'm not sitting back here singing a mantra, trying to hope and pray that more fall in my lap. I think what causes sign-ups to fall in your lap is when you're active and you're totally engaged. And when you're putting the energy forth to grow your business, then all of a sudden you're going to see. Because I believe that there's that energy in the universe that's going to help bring that to you. So it's important for us to push ourselves, right? And push ourselves through all the stuff we don't want to do because we know we have to do it. How about going out today, going out to three different locations for prospecting, finding new people? Where are you going to find and add 2 to 5 new people to your list today? And you go, oh, Mary Jo, I don't feel like it. Well, so what? Push yourself. That's where the push comes in. Push. I think it's the number one area. For some of you, push comes into follow-up. You go out there and you meet somebody and you talk to me, have a great conversation, and then you don't follow up with them. Just like all the people I met when I was out prospecting at the mall and at the Chinese New Year celebration. If I don't follow up with them, what have I just done? I just can talk about my experience with no fruit from the experience. So I push myself to do all the things. Push myself to the limits. Richard Branson, I think whatever you're doing in life, just push yourself to the limits. What does he say? He says, push yourself on endlessly. Push yourself till you feel so just totally exhausted. where they also brought up people being shy. And I think shyness is something that we tell people they are. I don't think people are born shy. I think they're told they're shy or they're quiet, so they're all of a sudden they're shy. Shy is the, it's a choice. Choose out of it. I do coaching on that, how to choose out of being shy. It's really not that hard. Give me somebody for 30 days and they go from shy to being outgoing. Because it's really a choice. It's whether we care about people and we want to be a part of people's lives, and it's about choosing into it and just learning how to just bust out those fears. We have fears. So people are shy. They push right through it. That's exactly what he's saying too, exactly what I teach and train, but from a different, little different perspective. If we stay in our cocoon, it's hard to become a butterfly. I like that one. Visualize that for yourself. But is the cocoon safe? Maybe for you. It's kind of like the comfort zone. You know, we draw that comfort zone. All of us are in a box. It's a, called a comfort zone. And we go, wow, but it's comfortable. Well, you know what? Most people's comfort zones aren't even comfortable. They're uncomfortable. They can't pay their bills. They can't have what they want in life. They're miserable or they're unhappy. But they've convinced themselves that it's safe. So that's where they stay. Is it safe when you go out there and just talk to somebody new? Is it safe going to the Chinese New Year celebration and talking to every person that you come in contact with? Well, I think it's safe. I think it's unbelievable. I think it's what I'm called to do in life. But some people go, well, what if they bite your head off? What if they're not nice? What if they show disrespect? Oh, really? That's going to change me? What other people think of me is none of my business. What other people think of me is none of my business. Terry Cole Whitaker, get that book, read it, memorize it, get it down. If I allow what other people think of me in every instance to impact my life, and it'll rob me of life, because people are stuck everywhere. I choose not to be stuck, so I'm not joining them and being stuck. So choose out of that. So push yourself. Push yourself through what else besides shyness? What do we need to push ourselves through? We need to push ourselves through self-doubt. And there's plenty of that. You know, we have plenty of that in our society, of self-doubt. You know, we have lots of things that rob us and cause us to doubt whether we can do things or not. And he went through four different strategies. Probably one that is most popular out there that you're familiar with would be the done it before strategy. You know, we have that self-doubt because we did it before and it didn't work before, and it's a strategy. How do I push through that? The outrun it strategy, you know, going faster so not letting it to set in. The confidence/doubt strategy and the sleep it off strategy. There's four strategies that he develops in the book, and I'm not going to go through all of them because we don't have time today, but it's a great book to read. If some of these, if you look at these and you go, oh, Mary Jo, that's me. You know, I live in self-doubt. You want to get this book and read about it. How do I push myself through this area of self-doubt in my life so I don't linger in it? Because self-doubt will rob you of self. It will rob you of the world hearing your voice. It'll rob you of living that life of your dreams. Self-doubt. Totally self-destructive. So how do you get to push yourself? How do you, what are some strategies to push yourself? Okay, after pushing through self-doubt and shyness and all these things, what kind of strategies do we have to push us? You know, that's why we set goals. Goal setting is a huge push. It's about having a direction, knowing where you're going. Do you always get there? Not necessarily in the time frame you put down, but you know what? It sets a target and it pushes you. You see, it's kind of one of those things that, you know, that, or I shouldn't say, it doesn't even push you. It really is a pull. I call it the push-pull, and some of you have heard that, so that's probably more accurate here, is that goals pull you towards them. They pull you. If you're waiting for somebody to come behind you and push you forward, it's not going to work very well. You pushing yourself will work. But it's like when you have a goal out there, it actually pulls you. It's like a magnet that pulls you in that direction. That's why it's so critical to have a goal. And I love it when people, I still have people, they say to me, they go, well, Mary Jo, you've set goals before and they didn't work. And I go, oh, so you gave up on goals? I don't give up on goals. Set yourself a challenge to push you. So it can be a goal. It can be a challenge. Set a deadline. I love it. Right now, everybody's setting goals for what? For manifest. What am I going to hit by manifest? Set that goal and go after it. You've got 2 full business periods before manifest. So go after it. We just started business period 3. Manifest is the last weekend of manifest is the last day of business period 4. So go for it. Set a goal. Get others to push you. Use competition to push yourself. So if you're a leader in your organization, get some other people. If you're not a leader, then get a buddy and do a buddy system. There can just be 2 of you that can compete on your way to manifest, right? Or on your way to wherever. Get a mentor to push you, right? You only ever grow as a human being if you're outside your comfort zone. So give up on that comfort zone. 5, ideas. Successful people come up with good ideas, right? That's what they do. Ideas are a powerful source of mental energy, and ideas light the way to success. So we're always looking for aha moments. I tell people, have a journal. Anytime you have an aha moment, write it down, because what happens to the aha moment? 5 minutes later, it's gone. It's gone. You missed it. So you want to, and today we have smartphones. You can get a note section of your smartphone and just put it in there. Aha moment. Boom. Aha moment. I have aha moments all the time. Why? Because I keep pushing myself, too. I keep growing. I keep reading books. I keep learning more things. How can I be better? I love those kind of things. It's always about improving. So look for ideas. Yeah, right? Big ideas come from everyday problems, right? And keeping your eyes open. IQ can be more important than IQ. Isn't that interesting? EYE, IQ. I mean, being observant. When you run out of ideas, look at the world, right? It's amazing how many good ideas come from just listening to other people. If you just listen, open your eyes and ears to listen. Listen to good ideas, especially when it comes to prospecting, because prospecting changes all the time. So we're out there listening and growing with other ideas. Make connections, mental connections between different things. Get new ideas. Mistakes and failures lead to great ideas. When you delete ideas that don't work, you come up with ones that do. So, right? So we focus. Mistakes and failures will always get us great ideas if we don't let ourselves get down. They're just lessons we learn. A mistake doesn't define you. It makes you better, right? Failures don't define you. They make you better. 6, improve. Constantly work on improvement, both yourself and what you do. I love the Tiger Woods quote. If I can say I'm a better player on December 31st than I was on January 1 of the same year, then it was a successful year, right? Improve constantly. Constantly. Science of technology is driven by continuous improvement. Where would technology be to be today if we didn't continuously improve? We'd still be using that old, what was the name of the first Apple computer? I know he came up with his daughter's name for the second one. Lisa was the second one, right? Yeah, but we'd still be working on Lisa's if we didn't have improvement, right? We'd still be working on calculators, Lydia says, typing machines. We'd still have typewriters, right? I mean, geez. So continuous improvement is doing through getting good at what we do, keep getting better, and aiming to do our best always. And it never stops. Circle those. I do it every day of my life. I keep working on me. Successful people many times care more about doing a good job than fame or fortune. That's a great one to remember, too. So don't focus on things like success, money, respect, or awards. Focus on doing really good work, and all other things will come along automatically. In this business, it's so true. If we really focus on helping others and serving, oh, my gosh, everything else falls into place. So practice, 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 and practice more, right? It's just we're just always in a process of practicing. We're getting better and better. I learned some new language in prospecting. I'm learning new language and how to approach better listening skills, all these things every day of my life, every day of my life. So no matter how successful you've been, there's always room to grow. And I love this. Outsource your weaknesses. That's what we want to do. Focus on your strengths. Outsource your weaknesses. That's how we run our lives. Focus on strengths. Outsource weaknesses. 7, serve, and this is so critical. Don't we love this? This is what Manatech's all about. It's all about M5M. It's all about serving. It's all about giving. We are givers. That's what we're created to do, is to give. We're to have a heart and passion for other people and to give to others, right? And if you look at the other six, you know, concepts that we developed, that he developed in his book as successful traits, they're all about us. It's me, 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 me. This one is about others. So it's about serving others. In fact, we, you know, you've always heard the story. You know, when we go out, when people are depressed, I just say, why don't you go to the soup line and start serving others? Why don't you go down to Mission Arlington and do some work in the back end for them? Why don't you go? That's what I tell people. And, you know, every single time people come back with an incredible heart. They just love contribution. Depression comes from focusing on self. Woe is me, wah, 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 wah. So get out of it. Go serve. Go serve. Make a difference in other people's lives. Every single one of us has that possibility. And remember, this is so basic to what we learn in network marketing. Because why? Because we have two basics in our business. What? People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So what is that? Showing how much we care all the time. And number two is this is a need fulfillment business. If you get those two principles down and really get that is what network marketing is about. So we serve in our industry. We serve all the time. Who do you serve? What value do they serve them with? We want a company that focuses on nothing but serving customers. Notice Jack Welch, CEO of General Electric for years. Anyway, we want to understand our people's needs and serve them, meet their needs. We're not out selling products. We're out what? Serving people's needs. Find out their needs, and health needs are everywhere, and serve them. Find out their needs, financial needs are everywhere, and serve them, right? So we can be of value to people in a million one ways, expertise, understanding, information, entertainment, solving problems, all of these things have value for people. So in serving others, we'll give you the richest of lives. And the formula for getting rich is do what you love, serve others what they love, get money in return. Those are the three steps. Do what you love, serve others in what they love, and get money in return. And one of the great things for us to do is always learn how to put ourselves in other people's shoes, see it from their perspective. If there's one secret of success, it lies in the ability to get the other person's point of view and see things from that person's angle as well as from your own. Henry Ford said that. Brilliant. Absolutely. Too many times we're always about us. That's what destroys us as prospectors, when we're all about us. When you go out because you want to reach regional director and all you need is five people and all you do is think about and focus on that, you're going to lose. When you go out and you just focus on helping and serving other people, you'll get to regional director faster than you could ever believe, or national or executive or wherever you might be from. And the last one, 8, persist. My strength lies solely in my tenacity. Louis Pasteur said that. Tenacity. Persistence is important because we have so many words for it. He said perseverance, tenacity, endurance, stamina, determination, stick-to-itiveness, right? Hanging in there. Persist is what we all need to do. It means ability to keep going through failure, pain, rejection, criticism, negativity, and all crap, not to mention all the other bad things we encounter, right? We persist through it all. People could laugh at you about network marketing. I had a fellow the other day, we were about to get his son involved in network marketing, and the gentleman told his family, he didn't tell me, but I heard about it through the grapevine. He says, no, I don't, no, he says, we're not getting involved in network marketing, and no one in my family is going to do network marketing. And I thought, wow, there's a closed mind, right? But you know what? We're going back. They're getting started on the products and da-da-da, follow me. So it's just, people, do they have a choice to be closed-mindedness? Of course. That's an option. It's an option. It's a choice. We can sit there and talk to them about it, but it's their choice. But it's incredible. And I had a great email response that I sent out about, you know, network marketing. And I didn't send it to him. I sent it to his wife. So there's ways of getting around those things. It's not making people wrong. It's just giving people facts about what it is. Because people have misperceptions, right? So we persist. We don't give up. You know, some people say, well, if they don't like, I know, I think I took a Todd Falcone course one time, and he says, if somebody says, oh, is that network marketing? He said, just turn around, walk away. Don't even deal with them. He's showing you disrespect. And I thought, I never do that. But what is the reason why Mary Jo doesn't do that? Because I believe that they just have misinformation. And maybe I can help them see it differently. If I can't, so what? What is it going to take? 5 minutes of my life? And I just give them a different viewpoint. Just find out what caused him to have that viewpoint and see if there isn't, you know, a possibility he could, like, educate his brain to see what networking really is about. And we're in a connector society today, so networking is what it's all about. Again, don't buy a shopping mall anytime soon, right? Okay, persist. So we persist through time in the age of instant gratification. We have a big problem, don't we? People want it now. People who join you, they want to become presidential director in 3 months. That's not very feasible for most people, like 99.99%. So don't build that expectation. This is about working hard for 2 to 5 years when you present it that way. Can you work hard for 2 to 5 years to give yourself, put yourself in a position to live your dreams? If you can do that, then this is your model. But notice it says work hard for 2 to 5 years. It doesn't say play hard. And there are no overnight successes. You know, Tiger Woods started golfing at about 3 years old. So people would say, oh, my gosh, look at, he was so talented. Are you kidding me? Do you know how many hours he put in working at his golf game? People, it didn't happen overnight. We get a misperception of that. Some people talk about this Sky Dayton guy who's the founder of Earthlink, multi-billionaire, right? Right? He sold out Earthlink. And he was in his, what, early 30s or something like that, or late 20s? But he started with a window washing business that didn't work, a candy store. Then he went into a couple different coffee houses, a computer graphics company, blah, 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 blah. So it doesn't happen overnight. We persist through failure, and don't let failure stop us. Quitting stops you, not failing. So you can look at your Manatech business, some people that you've worked with, and they go, well, they quit doing Manatech. I said, yeah. Right. That's what stopped them, was quitting. It wasn't failure that stopped you, because you can overcome failure. You can afford to fail over and over again and still win, because there's so many opportunities to succeed. We just become better. So think of failure as just a detour on your way to success. And I like this word, make failure your school, not your funeral. To succeed a lot, fail a lot. Failures are going to happen. Persist through mistakes, persist through criticism, persist through rejection. It's all of these things we need to do. Successful people have quitophobia. They have a fear of quitting. Isn't that great? I love that, quitophobia. That's kind of a cute phrase. And then he talked about bounceability. They say successful people have thick skin, but based on my research, it's more like they have rubber skin, that they just keep bouncing back from failure and adversity. That's great. So have some bounceability. I hope this served you, people. I love the book. I think the traits are critical. And what's most important for you to do, perhaps after a call like this, is just circle the ones you need some work on, that you can see right now, what are the most important ones holding me back? What am I not showing up with? And not all 8 of them at one time. You might use some of you circle all 8. Pick one that's most resounding to you, right? And work on it. And I would suggest that if you have all 8 at issue, that you choose passion first. Find that passion. Know your why. Become passionate about Manatech by hanging around people that are passionate, that truly can drive that for you. If you have people who are naysayers around you, then get them out of your life. Remove yourself. Extract yourself from those kind of relationships. And find people who love this company, love the business, love network marketing, love the model, and truly will stand behind you and believe in everything you're doing. And support yourself with that type of person, right? That's who you're looking for. So, all right, everybody, any last-minute questions or comments before we shut down for today? Anyone find something that triggered aha moment in our call today that you'd like to share? Sometimes we get emails, they say, Mary Jo, everything was aha moment. Okay.
Mary Jo, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. One at a time. Go ahead.
This is Martha in Oklahoma, and I have to tell you this scripture. I'm sure you know it. It's in Mark 6:33.
Uh-huh.
Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to us. And that's so to the point of seeking to serve and who who we can bless and how we can help them, and we don't have to chase the money like you were saying.
Amen. Amen, sister. Amen. And there's more and greater joy in serving than anything else on the face of the earth.
That's because that's how we're designed. He designed
absolutely
us that way.
I know. So just think about just doing, going out and sharing and serving people every single day of your life through this vehicle is one, and you will have more joy than you ever. Yeah, I mean, it's not about the riches at the end of the rainbow. It's not. It's about every day you come home and you're going to just be filled with joy, filled with joy. Yeah. So, amen. Thank you for sharing. Absolutely. Mark 6:33. Amen.
Mary Jo, would you mind just going, repeating number 4 and number 5?
Number 4 and number 5. Do you have the outline?
Yes.
You know, you can find the outline. You know that. It's posted. If
yes.
you're not getting my outlines,
okay.
you can get my outlines, and they're all posted on the manatrain.net website. So
okay.
you can go there and
well,
get the button. But
this
here, number 4 was push. Push yourself. It's about pushing
okay.
yourself, right? It's about when stuff gets in our way, we push ourselves through it. We don't let anything stop us, right?
Right.
And then number 5 was ideas. Successful people come up with good ideas. So ideas are our source of mental energy. So we want to constantly, with Manatech as well, you know, we can apply this to Manatech because every day I come up with new ideas or every week new ideas on prospecting or how I can go out and meet people better. Or, you know, it's about, I always look. I read Network Marketing Times. I educate myself what's new out there. I read Eric Worre's stuff. I listen to him. I listen to other people because, you know what? I want new ideas.
Right.
Because ideas are going to help us. If we stay just with what we know and we never grow, we're never going to, you know, so you want to keep, you know, growing yourself. So keep looking for good ideas that will help you grow. Okay? Those are 4 and 5.
Thank you.
You bet. Anyone else? Somebody said something and then I lost them.
Thank you, Mary Jo. I enjoyed it very much. This is Kate in St. Louis.
Hey.
I learned a lot of things today.
Great. Thank you for being on. Appreciate you, girl. And love St. Louis. Great spot.
Thank you.
You bet.
Hi, Mary Jo. Thanks so much. When you had said everything hit on what I needed, you were right. You were right. Thank you. So
it was
much.
All 8? You're signing up for all 8. Yeah, right. Okay. All right. Well, great. Well, that's a good aha moment. Now just grab on. Like I said, I would start with passion because I think that really he hit the nail on the head when he said, you know, the other 7 traits become so much easier if you really ground yourself in passion, you know. So find, just really focus on the love you have for helping others and sharing this technology and just, you know, it doesn't matter what other people do or say. It's your love for that. And when you're passionate about it, that's what makes it so easy to share. Yeah.
Thank you.
Amen. You bet.
Mary Jo?
Uh-huh.
What was the title of the book by Terry Cole Whitaker?
It's What Other People Think of Me is None of My Business.
Okay, thank you. And thank you for your great call.
You bet. Yeah, get that book if that's an issue for you. I'm telling you, I keep running. I have a lending library, and I keep buying that book because it tends to be the one I most share with people, and I don't always get them back or not timely enough that I'm ready to give it out again. So yeah, great book. Okay, everybody. Love you guys. Have a great week. Let's go make it happen. Business period 3 just started, so let's bust open wide, and we have business period 4 that's going to happen, and then we're all at Manifest. Yahoo! So 8 weeks to go. Love you guys. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Take care. Thank you.
You bet.
Okay.